Dictation, 23rd of May, patient Valeria, V-A-L-E-R-I-A, May, M-A-Y, date of birth 9-7-1959. Valeria May was seen for evaluation of abnormal thyroid function, per paragraph. She gives a history of nervousness, comma, concerns about her mother's thyroid function, but no major symptoms of hyperthyroidism, such as shakes, comma, tremors, or palpitations, per paragraph. Recent thyroid function tests had shown a TSH of 0.39, comma, partially suppressed, per paragraph. Past history is unremarkable, paragraph. Family history is notable for her mother having a thyroid condition, per paragraph. Social history, she has worked as a social worker but is now retired, comma, does not smoke or drink alcohol, per paragraph. Currently, apart from vitamins, she takes no other medications, per paragraph. General review is unremarkable for 12 systems evaluated, paragraph, on examination. Blood pressure, 180, number 72, comma. Weight, 210 pounds, the BMI is 31, period. The thyroid gland was slightly enlarged, 1.5 times normal size, and a possible small nodule was felt in the left lobe, period. There was no lymphadenopathy, period. The heart, and the lungs were clear. The peripheral examination was intact, per paragraph. I repeated her thyroid function tests, showing a TSH 0.74, comma, free T3 3.6, and a comma, both in the normal range, period. An ultrasound of her thyroid gland showed slight thyromegaly with small nodules up to 1.3 centimeters of maximum diameter in both lobes, comma, relatively unchanged from an ultrasound performed in October 2022. Per paragraph impression, multinodular goiter with normal thyroid balance and stable thyroid function test, period. She also has obesity, period, paragraph. I've suggested that we continue to monitor this goiter and follow a visit in 1 year's time with possible repeat ultrasound of her thyroid, period, paragraph. Next patient, Denise, D-E-N-I-S-C, Williams, W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S, date of birth 5/31/1961, per paragraph. Denise Williams was seen for evaluation of her thyroid, per paragraph. She gives a history of hyperthyroidism secondary to Graves' disease and was treated in Mississippi prior to her change in residence to Michigan, per paragraph. She had been treated in the past with methimazole, but has not taken this medication for about 1 year, per paragraph. Thyroid function test performed prior to her visit shows a TSH suppressed 0.06, comma, free T 3.2 and free T4 1.08, period, paragraph. She feels good apart from occasional palpitations, but no shakes and tremors, period. Past history significant for hypertension and hyperthyroidism, per paragraph. Family history is negative for thyroid disorders, paragraph. Social history, she has worked in manufacturing, comma, smokes about one pack of cigarettes every 3 days, does not drink alcohol, per paragraph. Current medications, colon, Chlorcon, 20 milligram equivalents daily, comma, iron supplement, comma, metoprolol, 25 milligrams daily, comma, hydrochlorothiazide, 50 milligrams daily, and aspirin, 81 milligrams daily, paragraph. General review is notable for mild weight loss, but no other major changes for 12 systems evaluated, paragraph. On examination, blood pressure, 122 over 74, comma, weight, 209 pounds, and BMI is 34, period. The Heart rate was about 66 per minute on regular sinus rhythm with possible PVCs per paragraph. The thyroid glands about 1.5 times normal size, but no lymphadenopathy period. The hearts of the normal lungs were clear, and the peripheral examination was grossly intact. Period, paragraph. Impression, previous Graves' disease with possible incipient hyperthyroidism based on recent thyroid function tests, period. Paragraph, we discussed options in regards to treatment of her hyperthyroidism, and a nuclear scan and thyroid uptake was performed recently showing, confirming, mild hyperthyroidism, paragraph. Radioiodine therapy will be administered after her return to Michigan on the 3rd of June, period, paragraph, end of dictation.